You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Curious Cultural Christmas Corner. We need a sting, don't we? We need a sting. Quick, Connor, you're on it.
Oh.
You're on the spot, do it now.
Curious Cultural Christmas Tour. What's the name again? What was the name?
Sorry,
it came to me in a rush. Well, I think we use it. Take
Curious
that.
Cultural Christmas Corner.
I said tour. Kelly's Curious Cultural Christmas Corner.
Oh, there it is. And here we are. So, I spoke to Paul Morris from Victoria University, who is a specialist scholar on world religious studies, and he talked to me a little bit about Hanukkah, which begins next Tuesday, the 12th of December, and goes on for 8 days and finishes on Wednesday, the 20th of December. So listen up if you want to hear a little bit about that.
The word Hanukkah comes from a root to mean to dedicate, and Hanukkah is the Festival of Lights, or the Festival of the Rededication of the Temple.
Mm.
And in the about 167-8 BCE, the Seleucid occupying power were defeated, Jerusalem was retaken, and the temple was dedicated. So it both has a historical dimension, but there is also a miracle associated with it. And the miracle is that when the temple was rededicated, they relit the menorah, but they only had enough oil for one night, but it lasted for 8 full nights.
Mm.
So there are 8 nights in which a progressive number of candles, the first night 1, the second night 2 candles, up to the 8th night where 8 candles are lit for the 8 days of the festival.
Why this time of year? Is there a specific tie to this date or this?
That's a really good question. I mean, it's clearly the light gives it the kind of a festival light association.
Mm.
And it's both historically and seasonally associated with this dark time of the year and the agricultural and seasonal calendar.
Right, okay. Kind of, are there celebrations that occur or special traditions around Hanukkah?
Yeah, of course.
Obviously. Otherwise, it's not a celebration.
There is a special version of the menorah, the candelabrum, which has 8 candle holes plus a 9th one for a shamash, for a helper. So each night, as I said, the main thing is to remember the miracles, to sing a very, very pleasant hymn,
mm.
and to light the candles. But other traditions, there are two that come to mind. One is that there's a tradition of giving Hanukkah gelt, of giving money,
mm.
But often it's given as chocolate money with the menorah on. You can get lovely Dutch and Swiss kosher chocolates. The Israeli stuff is, to my taste, less desirable. And what are you meant to do with your Hanukkah gelt? Well, what you do with it is you play with dreidelach, with a dreidel, with a spinning top,
right?
Which has different letters on. It's a kind of gambling game for kids, and so you learn how to do this, and there are messages on the Hayagadol Neshamopo. So a great miracle took place here is written on the sides of the spinning top, so there's a learning dimension. The other issue is simply that people, because of the oil that lasted for the 8 days, we eat disgustingly oily foods.
Right.
I will be making next Tuesday latkes, potato pancakes cooked in olive oil.
Mm.
They've developed horrible traditions because I don't like them, but in Israel and in the United States, sweet and filled donuts,
right.
which I think.
Sounds like a good tradition.
Ponskes in Yiddish or in Hebrew, and I'm less of a donut person, but
right.
I do like a savory latke. And you also, among Sephardi communities, I've had what are known as bunelo. They're little dough balls which are deep fried. They're really unhealthy stuff.
Delicious.
They are. Yeah, and very easy to make. The last thing, I suppose, is that the tradition was to light your Hanukkah in the window so that it could be seen from outside, and that there was a kind of public dimension to this.
Mm.
But Jews, very often living under both Christianity and Islam, I mean, there weren't often incentives to be quite so public about your identity.
Mm.
But this tradition in recent years has been revived in a very serious way. And first in the United States, and I think it was in the 70s, I remember it happening. And now there are public candle lightings. There's one in Wellington, there's one in Auckland,
right,
in Albert Park. And so there's a notion of kind of, it's about public security, but it's also about sharing your light at this time of year with other communities beyond the Jewish community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.